This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Let's do this thing!
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
My grandmother's name was Giovanna Domenica Tabanero. When she'd get mad, she'd start spewing in Italian. I never knew what she was talking about.
According to Jim is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
Ben Pyle with a monster jam! He says in your face, Derby!
College basketball.
Kemba Walker, step back! Walker, Cardi and Kemba! Does it again! UConn wins at the buzzer!
Everything happening in the sports world.
LeBron James with no regard for human life!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
I mean, they'd take one look at me and they'd say, next! Whatever happened to Ethel?
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM, KBBE, or online worldwide at midkansasonline.com. We're having a celebration today with the most popular man in McPherson, Steve Sell. I'm Jim Joyner. This is the 100th show of According to Jim. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo. Woohoo! We made it! Woohoo! Woo.
Yeah, 100 shows. We even got a nice card from Susan Newton.
Susan Newton was just thinking too much about us.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what we've done to get on her good side, but she really enjoys the show, and she's just an incredible person, and we really thank her for thinking of us on our 100th show. And Mark Heiderbreck just walked in.
Well,
he's
sure
a big
did.
Fan of the show. Looks like he's got some kind of cake or something there, a little thing. But you know, for us to get to 100 shows, when we started this.
Well, Mark, look at him. He's got a cupcake.
Yeah, he's got a
cupcake. Open the door. Bring him in.
Yeah,
bring him in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mark, the candle blew out.
But we got a cupcake.
Well, Mark, thank you.
This is just
a monumental occasion.
It is.
You're right. It is a monumental occasion. Yeah, that's a similar song. Well, Mark, look at this.
Well, that looks good.
What kind of cupcake is it?
Dylan's.
It's Dylan. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Mark, our big fan, our big bullpup fan.
He supplies us with all the notes. Right. He helps us out with our information. And, you know, when
we were not expecting that.
No.
This has been an interesting start to today's show because of the auction running long.
Right.
So here we are. It's 12:42 and we're getting things rolling. And we've got a cupcake. Just looking at us.
Oh, yeah.
With a big candle on it. Do we want to blow it out at the same time?
I'll let you.
You probably can't.
I can't reach it. I can't.
I'll move my mic over.
Yeah, we don't want to burn. Yeah.
One, two, three.
Well, we don't want to.
Yeah.
We don't want to burn the place down. So anyway,
We do talk about sports on this show.
Yeah, we
not
do.
Not just cupcakes and thank you letters, but what you were saying a few minutes ago before we got a little sidetracked. It's been a really fun first 100 shows. It's kind of hard to believe that we've been going daily at this thing for the last 4 months. And we got things going the first week of October. The Royals had just ended their season. The Chiefs played a Monday night game that night against the Washington Redskins. So we've been going since football season, a couple off days here and there, a couple of sick days that we've called in. But this has been so much fun. And we love having the people that listen and all of their feedback, and all the people that always come up to us and say, "Oh, Steve, you're not smart." And I love to hear that about Steve.
Yeah, well, everyone knows that. But it really has been amazing. I had a guy come up to me last night, and Dylan says, "Listen to your show every day." You know, people are, you know, they're going to and from lunch, you know, at work. A lot of people have us on in their cars, and they join us on the way back. And we just couldn't be more thrilled because we didn't know if this was going to last one show, 10 shows, 20 shows, and we still have a job. We haven't been fired.
Which is good.
Yeah, we haven't been fired. So
Steve hasn't had to go out to the street corner and offer to wash people's cars or
mow
their lawn.
Yeah, you know, I'm a pretty good pool boy.
Ooh.
So if
Cabana boy Steve Sell.
Yeah, you know, I think I could be a good pool
boy. Pour out some lemonade and bring it out on a tray.
Yeah, so
well, I'm glad you don't have to do that.
Yeah. So, you know, I could be a I think I could handle that, but we have had a lot of fun. We've made people laugh. We've made people mad.
You know, a lot of that.
Yeah, made a lot of people mad. I mean, we had one guy that I said something about Nebraska. He says, I'll never listen to you again. You're a jerk. So I am a jerk.
I hope he's listening to
that. Yeah, I hope
made it through.
Yeah, I know I'm a jerk, but, you know, that's
just. Go Big Red.
Yeah, yeah, go Big Red. And I really don't dislike Nebraska. I don't know where that person got that idea from. But, no, we've had a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll have another 100 shows and maybe another 100 shows after that. We don't know. We'll just see how it goes.
Well, the thing that I've been saying since I got here, really since before I got here back in July, is that McPherson, the McPherson area, is too rich of a sports hub to not have a show like this. And one thing I was telling Keith Neufeld when we were down at Mound Ridge on Monday night is he was saying, oh, I love this show. I'm just so glad we have it. And my point is there are so many people that are fans of the Chiefs and the Royals, KU, K-State, Wichita State, the area schools that the McPherson High teams. I mean,
Bulldogs,
they got the following
Tigers,
for them.
Swedes.
Every area team has this following. And so you can't tune into a Kansas City station and hear about what's going on in McPherson County. You can hear about what's going on with KU. You can hear Chiefs and Royals. And we try to do as much of that as possible. But our big focus with this show is doing the area teams. And I think that that's what's made this so fun, and that's why people like it.
Yeah, and of course there's so many Bullpup fans out there. They just can't wait to get their
This time of
year. Yeah, they can't get their Bullpup fix, whether it's basketball, wrestling, football, you know. We had a great run during the football playoffs, made it for a lot of good
shows. We've only lost 4 games while on the air.
Yeah,
that's
unbelievable.
That.
I mean, we have we've had a winning season, and I've coined it, well, the winner. I called it the winner of the Bullpups because it really has. You know, they won the league in every sport except for one, had a great fall, made it to the Final Four in football. Just a memorable
Final
season
Four
there.
Final Four boys soccer.
Yeah, Final Four boys soccer. So, yeah, it was just – you know, we've had a fantastic year. The spring sports have a tough act to follow.
Yeah.
The bar is very high. I'm not sure how many sports are going to be able to get over the bar in the spring. I know we got a couple teams. I'm already working on the spring sports magazine. A couple of spring sports are rebuilding, so it might be a long year for those sports. But, man, we've had so many good things to talk about in 100 shows. And I think we brought a little bit of sunshine into a lot of people's lives.
Well, we have a fun show today in honor of our 100th show. We will preview a little bit of the sub-state games coming up for tomorrow for the McPherson High teams because the girls will play Buehler tomorrow night at 7:30. The Roundhouse is going to be a madhouse this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we've got McPherson High basketball to talk about. We also will have a special guest who will be coming in for our final segment, as he will be giving
and
sort
we're
of his
run
final
a
farewell.
And we're going to run a little
we're
long.
We're going to run long.
We're going to run a little long today.
So for those of you that are used to us ending at 1 o'clock, we're sorry. You're going to have to go back and listen on podcast if you miss it. SoundCloud.com/KBB Sports. Look at that. 100 episodes in, and Steve has got it figured out. Well, we had some fun last night. Second night in a row, we were down at Mound Ridge. It was Coach Vance Unrath's birthday. He got a big birthday win, and we enjoyed our time at Dridger Nation this week.
Oh, yeah. Great performance by the Wildcats last night.
65-33.
Yeah, it was a no-stress game for Vance. The only bad thing, Brady Helms, the really nice sophomore post player, does a good job for the Wildcats, sprained his ankle. We were looking at him in the locker room after the game, and I think Vance has pretty much said he won't have him on Friday. So
that was a roll.
Yeah, that was that. – There's sprained ankles, and then there's Brady Helms' sprained ankle. But Dylan Vogts and Noah Eichelberger picked up the slack. Peyton Fass hit a couple threes. He was kind of lighting it up. So great night for Mound Ridge. The Inman game, we were kind of debating whether, you know, to go to Inman or Mound Ridge. We went to Mound Ridge, and Inman game.
It was Vance's birthday.
It was Vance's birthday. But Inman, great job by the Teutons, overcame an early 10-point deficit, got the game into overtime when Marion pulled it out. Now they're going to play Berean, Mound Ridge, and Hillsboro. That's a great Final Four on Friday night over in Hillsboro. If we didn't have McPherson, I think we'd probably be taking road trip to see our Wildcats and our Teutons over there. But Heston girls, they triumphed last night. Little River.
They won 56-23 over
Little River girls. They
Mankato,
won last
Rock
night. The only team to lose, Canton Galva
boys. Lost to Berean.
They lost to Berean, but a lot of teams lose to Berean. So Coach Duncan over there, in his rotation, he had three freshmen and four sophomores in his nine-man rotation. So, and he's got a couple really talented eighth graders coming up. I think Shane Duncan gets it going over there at Camp Galva here pretty quick.
The other big news that we'll be able to talk about a little bit more tomorrow, because we're trying to get through some stuff today, the Royals sign first baseman Lucas Duda to a one-year, $3.5 million deal. And for those of you that are thinking, Lucas Duda, where have I heard that name before? Well, number one, he split some time last year with a couple of different MLB teams, the Tampa Bay Rays, the New York Mets, 30 home runs, 64 RBIs in 127 games. But I think what everybody around here remembers Lucas Duda for...
The throw.
...is the throw that happened Game 5, 2015 World Series. You got Eric Hosmer making his mad dash from third. David Wright throws it to first, gets the out at there. They're bringing the throw to the plate. And Lucas Duda, wide left, that Eric Hosmer scores.
Eric Hosmer should have been out by 10 feet, and Lucas Duda shanked the throw. Looked like a couple of my wedges I hit yesterday. I had hit a ball a couple times right in the middle of the fairway and shanked it out of bounds. So
the funny thing about this Lucas Duda signing is that Rusty Kuntz, the former first base coach of the Royals, who does a lot of the base running and picks up on tendencies from the fielders, he made a comment the following spring training saying, yeah, bless his heart, he's a good bat, but we have him pegged as a DH, mm-hmm. not much of a defensive player. Mm-hmm. And Lucas Duda responded and said, I read something from Kuntz, that coach. He said, we've got this guy as a DH, but this is somebody, he said, again, that's my opinion that he's not a DH. How many big league games did Rusty Kuntz play in? And somebody from the Star pointed out, he appeared in 277 MLB games and won the 1984 World Series.
Yeah,
so Lucas Duda, after all this drama, will be coming to the Royals. He will be, we will assume that he's going to take Eric Hosmer's spot
right.
at first base.
Well, they tried to get... Well, they really didn't try. Logan Morrison of Kansas City.
There is no effort.
Yeah, not much effort on Logan Morrison. Of course, he's going to the Twins. You got to like what the Twins have done in the offseason. Yeah. They have made several big-time moves. Kansas City, the White Sox, kind of going to be – and the Tigers, yeah, I think, are kind of –
Detroit's not very good
either. Detroit's
not
very good. So it's Cleveland, Minnesota, and then everybody else in the AL Central.
The other big news last night, Big 12 basketball, it was not a great night for Kansas State. They went down to Fort Worth, lost 66-59, and so that has dropped the Cats into a tie for fourth place. And if they win, they could jump up into the four spot if TCU loses. But if they lose, then they could be looking at the sixth spot in the Big 12 tournament.
If you go to midkansasonline.com and sell on Sports Day, I wrote about the Kansas State basketball team. I still think they're in. I do, too. I think they're in. But boy, it would really help to beat Baylor. Baylor's playing well right now.
Well, especially after last night, we talked about Baylor taking on Oklahoma, and you had a little premonition that this is the game that Trae Young and Oklahoma, that they figure it out.
Boy, was I wrong.
And yeah, you were.
They
were
horrible.
Trae Young might have had his worst game of the year. He was 2 out of 11.
I only saw a half, and he was 8
turnovers.
They were terrible.
He took 21 shots and scored 20 points. It was a rough night for the Sooners. And now, you look at Oklahoma's resume, they're 17-12, 7-10 in the Big 12. That's not a tournament team.
NIT.
That's not a tournament team.
They could win the NIT.
The NIT.
The NIT.
Didn't TCU win it last year?
I think they did.
I think they did. Yeah. So they could put themselves up there on that trophy with the mighty Horned Frogs.
Yeah.
And then the other Big 12 game, Oklahoma State went up to Ames and won 80-71 in the basement bowl of
Man,
the Big 12.
Man, what has happened to Iowa State? You got to think
their Hilton Magic is gone.
You got to think their coach is really going to be on the hot seat because they're used to the mayor, you know, Fred Hoiberg and all the great teams he had. And they are not good this year.
Let's take a break. When we come back, let's dive into a little sub-state action. We'll be able to talk about it a little more in-depth tomorrow because we will assume we have a little bit more time. But we will talk about McPherson High sub-state basketball after the break. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back in on today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, or online at midkansasonline.com. We're walking on sunshine today because
100.
This is our 100th show. It's been a fun show so far. We had Mark Heidebrecht bring us a cake on air and lit it, and I blew out the candle.
Oh, yeah.
The only way that you can go back and listen to it, soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports. Steve, we've got a very fun weekend coming up here the next 3 days. Substate basketball inside the Roundhouse. There have been zero substate games played in this building in this last 4 years because it's been on the opposite cycle. They've been at Hayes, they've been at Ulysses, they were at Bueller last year.
Right.
But that substate has come home.
Yep.
And we have been crunching some of the numbers this week, some of the staggering numbers for Coach Strathman, Coach Kinnaman, and some of their records.
And they are staggering.
Inside this building, that Coach Strathman, 10-0 in substate home games. Coach Kinnaman, in substate games, he is 11-0 in home games, 38-6 in substate games overall. Coach Strathman, 23-2 in substate games overall. And so the thing that people here at McPherson realize is that this has been a really dominant stretch for, well, the last 40 years, but
I've been here,
more in particular the last 15 years,
right,
where you look at the state tournaments, the girls have been to 30, the boys have been to 46. It's pretty unbelievable what they've been able to do, and especially with substate games inside the Roundhouse. Now, here's a number that might blow your mind a little bit. So neither team has lost a home substate game since 1995.
Wow.
And the girls lost that year. Coach Strathman was telling me about that game, that they were either undefeated, and this was the year before he got there.
I remember that game.
That they were either undefeated or one loss and lost to Salina South, and it was a big upset. But then 2 years later, turned around
exactly.
And returned the favor
yep.
to Salina South. How about this? And the other thing to remember about these substate games is that they're not played here every year.
Right.
There are a few years where they went back-to-back, but for the most part, it's once every three, once every four
right.
years on average.
Well, we used to get it quite a bit, and then there was some complaining to the state, and then we, you know.
Well, they saw this record book, and they went,
well,
oh.
Well, they also saw the money they make, too, from the Roundhouse. And, you know, they have to share some of the money with the State Activities Association.
How about this number? And this is the number, to me, that's just mind-boggling. And the boys played a lot of substate home games for a stretch. They have not lost a substate title game. They have not lost a home game in substate since 1981. And that was the year before, or 2 years
before.
That
was my second year
here. The last losing season that they've had on the boys' side.
Yeah, that was my second year here, and I'm on my 39th, so was that.
It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
So the girls will play Bueller tomorrow night, which is Thursday night, for those of you listening in, can't remember the days of the week because I'm the same way this week. Thursday night, McPherson girls play Bueller. It's a rematch of games that they've already played this year twice. They beat the Bueller girls 60-29 here at home on January 2nd. They beat Bueller 71-22 over at Bueller. So when you've won both games by an average of 40 points per game,
like your chances.
You do. And when it comes to this Bueller team, sorry, I'm dying here today. Second time this week that I've died on air. When it comes to this Bueller team, they have improved a lot throughout this season. And they're much, much better than they were at the beginning of the season. But I don't know if that helps all that much.
I don't think it's going to help at all because, you know, the Bullpups are just so deep and talented. Bueller struggles to score. And that's one thing where I think the McPherson girls have such an advantage. They can flat out score. And it doesn't just have to be Taylor Robertson. You know, Mandy Cooks is starting to pick it up on the inside. Hannah Hageman can knock down some big threes. Riley Hett can knock down threes. The bench comes up big. Bullpup's just too talented. And Hayes will play Ulysses in the other game. Couple 13-7. I don't think it's going to matter who wins that game. I think the Bullpups are in pretty good shape on the girls' side.
On the boys' side, as I've been crunching some of the numbers and doing some of this research, this is not an easy substate. And
no.
Ulysses, I think that they feel pretty good about what they're going to get from the Tigers. They've lost their last 9 games. They're 7-13 this year. And they've just really struggled in every facet. They don't shoot the ball that well. They don't score all that well. They don't stop anybody. They feel pretty good about that game. The game of the weekend that will determine how a lot of things play out is the Hayes-Buehler game on Friday night at 6 o'clock. Because Buehler, we know that they know the formula to beat the McPherson team. Some teams don't know the formula yet. But Buehler has the formula. They've got a good big guy that can get some rebounds. They slow down the game. They've
Very
got
slow.
Good shooters. They've got good athletes that can match up. Plus, Buehler knows the McPherson formula.
And it's a rivalry.
There's all of this that Buehler has the formula. But Hayes, their formula is shoot the ball 35 times a game from beyond the arc.
Let it fly.
35 three-point attempts per game.
Let it fly.
They take a ton of threes. And so that Hayes-Buehler game, you never know what's going to happen. Because Hayes is going to score some points. Buehler can score, though, too. If either of those teams get to the McPherson boys for a potential sub-state championship game on Saturday night, I don't think anybody knows exactly what they're going to get from either of those teams.
I think if it's Buehler, I think they slow it down even more than they did at Buehler. They were in the game, you know, for a half over there at Buehler, but then Bullpups really exploded. Bullpups have kind of had Buehler's number, but it's still Buehler. And in a one-game series, both teams are be 1-0. Anything can happen. Now, Hayes, they're a puncher's chance team. They've got to make threes or they're going to get run out of the gym.
35 three-point attempts. Now, they make 11. So the numbers, even then, aren't that great. But when you take so many, three is greater than two, but sometimes you need some twos as well. So we will dive in a little bit more tomorrow because we're running a little behind today. But we will take our final break. When we come back, we've got a special guest who is having his final send-off here this afternoon here at the station. So you won't want to miss this. We're back after this on According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Count to 100 every day.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE.
Let's get
you can't,
fit,
neither of you two can hear it because you don't have headphones on, but this is a song I found on the internet about counting to 100. It's great stuff. And because we are celebrating our 100th show today, and to close off our 100th show, we figured it would make sense to get one of the guys who helped get this show off the ground here at our station, and that is Joe Johnston, who, by coincidence, I guess, on our 100th show, he is having his final day here at the station. Joe has been a part of McPherson since 1974, and he has been a part of this radio station with several different jobs since 2003. And Joe, tell us a little bit about your next move and what is coming up next for you. Is you're leaving our station, you're leaving us, you're leaving Steve and I, and you are venturing to the south side of McPherson.
Well, I'm not retired, I'm refired.
How's that sound? There you go.
Yeah, I am going over to Central Christian College to work with the foundation of Central Christian College, which is pretty much just getting off the ground. So I'm excited, I'm humbled, and the timing was just perfect for me to be able to make that move.
Well, Joe, we've really appreciated all the time that you've done put in with us, you know, kind of getting us to be succinct when we talk, because you have always stressed that, and you know, I've got my twang, which is not exactly a great voice for radio. I've got a face made for radio. I'm not sure
That's
about
true.
A voice, but you know, we pitched the idea about, well, Jim pitched the idea about having a show, and at first I was just kind of going to be on sporadically, and you know, maybe once a week or so, and then we did a few shows, and just turned out that it seemed like it was a pretty good combo, and you guys went out and sold it, which was really important because without sponsors, we couldn't have the show. But all in all, I think it's worked out pretty well.
It has worked out really well, and I would say that in my 14 years, you two gentlemen are one of my highlights. I mean,
that
is a serious statement. You make a great combination, and Jim Joyner, thanks for joining our team here. Steve Sell was already here and recognized your talent, and it shows on the air, and it shows in the studios. You happen to like each other as well.
And the thing is, Joe took a chance on me about 5.5 years ago. I was kind of, I'd gotten a little stale, and I wanted to stay in McPherson and write sports, and Joe had the perfect vehicle, and of course, MidKansasOnline.com. We got our numbers today, and they're just off the chart, and our website has just been tearing it up. It seems like, you know, the last 5 years, it's amazing how many people say they go to the website and all the different things we have on the website, news, swap shop, obituaries, you know, you name it, we have it on the Kendall Shaw's photos up there. You name it, we've got it. And I think the website's worked out really well.
It has been a beautiful instrument and keeping up with the times.
Yeah. And, you know, and I, also it's allowed me to enhance kind of my talent because I've been able to write a 5-day-a-week sports column. You don't really see sports columns in Kansas in any papers anymore. I mean, Salina used to have some, Wichita did, but we're kind of we're out
there. He's the last frontier.
Yeah, I'm kind of the, you know, the last dinosaur, I guess, of, you know, all my old sports writing buddies. And, you know, I really enjoy writing a column 5 days a week.
Well, Jim Joyner, let's make sure that we recognize that somebody must have missed the fact that our own Steve Sell was named what this past year?
Well, he was the Sports Writer of the Year.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't miss it, believe
deservedly
that.
So.
Oh, of course.
And I just got a text from my friend Wilson.
Wilson.
Saying she appreciates all you've done for the radio station.
Oh, well, that is very fine for you to pass that along, Steve.
Well, Joe is a huge McPherson High sports fan. I don't know if Joe has missed a home game this year. You've gone to a couple of road games, but for the most part, you are a staple over there at the Roundhouse. And one of the early times that we talked, you were telling me a story about when you first moved here to McPherson. You didn't know all that many people yet, and this is 1974.
Okay.
And somebody says, Joe, have you been to a McPherson High basketball game yet? And you said, oh, no, I don't know anything about that. Why would I go to some high school basketball game? And they said, go over there on Saturday night, which turned out to be the Saturday night of a McPherson Invitational.
Third year in a row for a state championship team. That was my first exposure in the Roundhouse. Three deep, four deep around the rail. I had come in from Indiana. You know what Indianans think? They think they've got a hand, they've got a hold on what basketball is all about. Well, let me tell you, Kansas doesn't have to hold a candle to anybody.
Well, that was Jeff Klein, Rick Stout, Larry D. Smith.
Yes.
And those guys, Jimmy Graham.
You got it.
They were just a tremendous, tremendous basketball team, and that was the third of three in a row. And you've seen a lot of great basketball, though, and, you know, other sports, too.
Yes, I have. And Steve, even as I was knowing that I was going to sit down here at the microphone, I'm thinking, which of the Invitational basketball team members do I remember the best? Who really impacted in my thinking? And you know what? The name Darnell Valentine comes into play. Wichita Heights.
Not bad.
I never saw such a quick move that he could make off of a standing start. And, of course, he had thighs to go along with that.
Oh, yeah. I went to – in fact, I had Darnell in a couple classes at KU, and when he wears shorts in the spring, you know, they could barely get around his thighs because they were so big.
Well, Joe Johnston is having his final day here at our radio station after being here for the last 14 years, and Steve got to give his pitch about how Joe gave him a chance, but there are not very many times that you get to give somebody their first job. And that is what Joe did for me, and I don't think a lot of people know as much about my backstory in getting here, but Joe and I were constantly on the phone, and he was saying, we might have an opportunity for something to work out here, and I got real excited, then it didn't work out, and I got real bummed, and so I sat around and watched The Bachelor all night in my post-grad life, but then Joe gave me a call again back in about April or May, and said, hey, I think that this is going to open up, and in June or July, I made my way down here for the first time and met Steve, and Joe was the one that pushed me in the right direction, and we have some mutual friends that I know from my times that are friends with his daughter, and so it has been a very fun time to get to know you a little bit more in person instead of being on the phone for 4 months straight, but Joe, congratulations on a great run here. And I think Steve and I for sure have a lot to thank from you.
Well, and I want to send a thank you out to not only you gentlemen, but the staff here at the station, and of course to Jerry and Diane Davies. And they gave me the opportunity to connect with my community. And I just really found that to be such a privilege.
Well, you're going to be very difficult to replace, and it's just not going to seem the same when you come in every morning, go right by my door and say, how's it going today? And but we're going to miss you.
Well, thank you, Steve. And thank you, Jim.
All right, well, we'll wrap up today's show. Tomorrow, we've got all sorts of sub-state basketball to talk about because we get back into the routine. Hopefully, we'll be on time tomorrow with the auction instead of running a little bit late. But I think we got things to work out pretty well.
I think number 100 was a pretty good show.
Number 100. It was fun. All right, we wrap things up. For Joe Johnston and his final time on the air here at KBBE, and for Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll see you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.